discussing the machlokas of Yisrael and Rabbi Akiva on Meitav, and also noting that that the Gemara's Havamina is very fascinating, that you would actually be chayv to be mshalei more than you were mazik, and that's either kind of a knas, you know, daraisa. Again, that works very nicely with Ravina's comment in Sugya and Gittin. We talked about the significance of his linking it to Gazlan and Chamson in particular, two ways to understand that connection. Again, there are a lot of details that we need to fill in, but that idea. Or that it isn't per se knas, but it could be a knas, but in addition, you know, to being a knas, it could also be something along the lines of, you know, different mechayev, meaning that, again, the idea of restoration, replacement, compensation, you know, maybe demonstrating that you're not dafka, that you're not paying, you know, exactly for what you did, or that you can't restore. So maybe dafka, the mode, the different mode, or the particular mode of paying, in addition to being clearly also advantageous to the victim, again, as Arya pointed out, that's certainly the case, namely that, you know, meitav is preferable because it is more fungible, as well as, you know, being just a psychological preference, again, what Rashi emphasizes on the Mishnah. So the benefit to the victim is certainly part of the story, whether it is the narrow, you know, most of the story or the entire story. And again, that makes it kind of an additional halakha, kind of an additional knas, etc. Or you know, that, you know, goes along with, or maybe even is dominated by the mode of tashlum in reflecting the nature of the mechayev. That's something that we discussed yesterday. In any case, certainly the Hava Mina that Ochal Shmeina, I'm sorry, Ochal Kahusha Mashalim Shmeina is very fascinating. The question was brought to my attention what to do with Tosis here. We were talking about whether or not there's actually discrepancy in price, and Pashtus, the answer is yes. But this, of course, a very interesting Tosis. Rabbi Shmuel, Ochal Shmeina. So two things to say about it. Firstly, what are the two deos in Tosas? Right? So, Pirush, right, this is what Abrami was asking me afterwards, right? So I thought, the question is there some way to suggest that there isn't a discrepancy in price? I didn't think that was Novea from Tosas. But I think that the two deos are important. It sounds like the first dea troubled per se. Namely, how could it be that in any context of mazik that you would pay more, you know, than the damages? That's what it means. Perish bishloma achal shemena mishalim shemena lo achal kachusha amai mishalim shemena. Meaning simply, from a mazik point of view, how would you justify such a thing? And that, I think, stands in its own right. The inami, I think, is significant because it seems to be giving credence, you know, to that possibility, and just calling out the inconsistency in its application. In other words, per se, the idea that you would pay more than you damage, you know, this knas type, or replacement, or dafka, not replacement. Again, you know, this mode of payment, you know, being more substantive, you know, and having even financial repercussions. That per se, according to the second day of Tosis, is not inconceivable. What's inconceivable is the inconsistent application of the doctrine. So I think that's what Inami is about. Inami hachi parashu, kibin de b'shmeina ein mishalim el shmeina, right, kemoshe hizik, v'lo konsina le l'shalim yoser imashe hizik, in kain kesha ochal kachusha nami, right? In other words, why? You're getting, I mean, he's not saying this, you know, but just to dramatize it, I guess, a little bit further, You know, we're going to reward you, for damaging, the better property. Now, you damage Shmena, you pay Shmena, but if you pick on his weakest financial link, then we're going to punish you more. Meaning, again, I don't mean it as a lo yechote niskar, but what I mean to say is that that's just inconsistent. In other words, if we think part of Tashlume Nezek, and that's what Meitav means, is that there's a notion of Knas, then Mimanav Shach, we should be applying it, in all cases. Now again, I think the second day of is intriguing for two reasons. Number one, in an expansive and the other restrictive. It doesn't consider, unlike the first day, as I just said, the very fact that you would pay more, not just in, Karen, which might be Knas, but across the board, in all the cases of Meitav, the fact that you would, be paying more than you destroyed, is not inconceivable. It's the inconsistency. That's an expansion, in a way, of what we're saying. On the other hand, it does also seem to limit a little bit. In other words, what you might say is that, when it comes to Shmena, again, if we were talking down about a knas, again, let's say it this way. The second view certainly works better with a knas idea, and then the inconsistency, I think, is right on target. But if the idea is that, not knas per se, but some sort of restoration, make it up to him, ki'ilu, it didn't happen, that kind of a thing. Or again, using the mode of payment as a way of showing that you can't make it up to him. Again, these two parallel opposite ideas could be one or the other. If that's the idea, then there really is a difference between Ochal Shmena, Mishalim Shmena, and Ochal Kehusha, Mishalim Shmena. And as in the end of the day, you can only do, the most, if it's Shaman Bidin Izak, you can only do what you can do. So, again, if it's a knas, then the inconsistency is problematic. But if it's that other idea, namely the different Mechayev idea standing alone, then there is a difference between Ochal Shmena and Ochal Kehusha. Okay, so that's something to be thinking about just in terms of the issue itself. It's also intriguing, just since it's Biyadeinu, so let's talk about the rest of that Tosas just for a second, but we're going to have to come back to it in a couple of minutes. Tosas then asks, Vim Tomar, Amai Toi Tvei Bidi Rav Yishmael, right? Lomar Shemachal Kehusha Mishalim Shmena Yosem Bidi Rav Yikiva. Zom Rav Yikiva Ka'amar Nami Shemachal Aruga Kehusha Mishalim Aruga Shmena Shebesadosa. Meaning, why is this, more a question for Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Shmuel than it is for Rabbi Akiva? Tosa's answer, again, is a technical one. Tosa says that it's a linguistic ha'ara, right? Lefikach ta b'dir Rabbi Shmuel tvei mishum b'kama Rabbi Akiva lo ba'kasuv ela ligvos l'nizakim ha'idis mashma sheshama b'Rabbi Shmuel sheba'kasuv l'chayv yoser. It sounds like he's saying, no, it's not that. It's, only regarding, Tashlume, Meitav, Min Hamazik. As opposed to what? Meaning, he understood that Rabbi Yishmael understood this to be a substantively more expansive halacha. And he's saying, no, it's a mode of payment thing, not an amount, not a value. Okay. So that's the answer. But again, I think that this touches on the second question that we were discussing. And that is whether or not there is a qualitative difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And that is, again, very complicated. From a purely logical point of view, that's a complicated question. Again, you could say that wherever this halacha of Meitav is about, and whatever this at the moment we're still in the Hava Bina, that there's a price discrepancy. Whatever the price discrepancy Hava Bina is based on, right? So, you know, whether it's Knas or it's a different mode of payment reflecting different Mechayev, or just, you know, a little bit of an edge, you know, really should be giving Kesef, so we give you the most, you know, fungible Karka, you know, whatever you want to say. The point is that you could say that, you know, and then there's a technical argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, like who's Meitav. Okay. But one of the things that we were trying to say was that Gufa, the nature of the din of Meitav, you know, might depend on whether or not you opt with, you know, Mina Nizak or Mina Mazik. But that becomes a little bit complicated, because if you apply like the Chovel type model, you know, like a Kofer type model, so then Davka, you know, Bidamazik, you know, seems, you know, to be a bigger Kiddush in terms of the Mechayev. At the same time, there's also less compelling reason, you know, to speak about a Kofer type idea when you're talking about, you know, Tashlumin. You know, so again, ayin tachas ayin, you know, what might have been mamish and what, you know, is miskayim al yaday mamon, you know, that's a very compelling idea. Here, we're using the paradigm of it, but, you know, there's good reason to think that it's a little bit of difference. So on the one hand, you know, if you're looking at the victim and his loss, it's the nizak, and not the mazik, and therefore the mazik sounds like it's something more than that. On the other hand, again, using that Kovel, you know, paradigm. On the other hand, the Kovel paradigm isn't necessarily perfect. Moreover, as we discussed yesterday, there may be actually good reason to say the opposite. I mean, to think that the more we zero in on Rabbi Akiva, the more it's about Kiyum HaTashlumin. Because in the end of the day, we're talking about, you know, the Mazik's obligation. Since we're not talking about value, we're talking about method. Again, in Kabbalah, we're talking about value. Here we're talking about method. So if we're talking about method, right? I mean, everything I said, yes, I stand by. I think, you know, that those are good paradigms. But if we're talking about method, we may actually think that the more natural place to look is with the mazik. He's the one who's paying. Which is essentially, by the way, what Rabbi Akiva himself says. Right, when Rabbi Akiva darshans the pasuk, it's always, you know, it's always good for Torah Shavuksav to be reinforcing these things. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, "Meitav sadeh or meitav karm yishalem, deheich dekom yishalem." So, of course, you could say, "Oh, that's a limud," and it certainly is. You know, it's a gzeres hakasu, or it could just mean that for Rabbi Akiva, this is actually not just linguistically, you know, more compelling, because in the end, we'll get to this in just a second, even Rabbi Shmuel, you know, has to contend a little bit with the, you know, heich de mishalem factor. That's why, what does he say? Ahani gzeira shava v'ahani kra. Right, we'll have to get to the ahani kra part in just a minute. But instead of saying, you know, these are the Makoros, which at minimum, of course, is true, you could say, and then close your Gemaras and you go out to recess or whatever it is. But what we might be saying is that, you know, the reason that the Torah sounds like that it refers to the Mazik is because it's about Tashlumin. It's his Tashlumin. You know, he has to dig into his, you know, financial resources to pay. And the question is, what does he pay? He pays cash, he pays Kalim, he pays sadeh, what kind of, you know, sados, he pays what kind of sados. So it's all on him, and it's all just a kiyum and tashlumin, and he should either be suffering the most or providing the most fungible or the most attractive, you know, option to the victim. On a certain level, you know, shaman bidin izak, you know, when we're talking about meitav, which is beyond, you know, his loss, is actually more mechudash. You know, maybe it's more of a knas, maybe, hard to know, or more of a some other you know, kind of a mechayev. Oh. So that would be, I think, an alternative, although it also fits in to Tosis's answer to this question. Again, the question being, you know, why did the Gemara think, you know, that Rabbi Yishmael is a better candidate for the value discrepancy, right, than Rabbi Akiva? So the answer might be because, you know, this halacha is way more mechudash for Rabbi Yishmael, because you're already going beyond, you know, he's the victim, and you know his victimization was on the kechusha. So you know, why even as a mode would you ever pay, you know, more than that? You know, I mean, restoration is great, but you know, beyond restoration, right? So once you are going in that direction and you think it's either a knas or some other factor, then maybe it can have financial repercussions as well as you know, the quality of what it is that you're giving him. But for Rabbi Akiva, you know, dehech de mishalim, you know, this is just like, you know, does he take from this account or does he take from that account? Does he give this kind of money or that kind of money? It's all in the kiyum tashlumin. But if it's in kiyum tashlumin, why should it be more, you know, than the amount? Now again, that's not a stira to the diuk. Maybe that's why, you know, there is the diuk. Maybe Rabbi Akiva was, you know, not only being medayik in the language of Rabbi Yishmael, but in the din of Rabbi Yishmael, he was saying, I don't understand, you know, bidinizek shayminan, when it's not about, you know, fixing the nezek. So it could only be some other din, right? And if it's at some other mechudash din, are you also sounding like you think, you know, that this is something that affects price? You know, but for me, from my point of view, this is just a din in the method of tashlumin. Thank you very much. End of story. Okay. So that, again, I don't think it's a steer to Tosis. I just don't think you have to read Tosis that way at all. I don't think it's in Tosis, but let's say it works with Tosis, but it's separate ends. Yeah.
Yeah, so the question in Gittin, they give both answers, Tosis answer
and Tosis. Yeah. You have the language? And then I also want to talk about the... It's a Shuma issue.
They say intuitively it doesn't make sense to have the Shuma be based on the Nizak. That's much more mustaber than the Shuma Demazi.
Yeah.
That's why we had to have the
Shuma. Right. So that's basically what I'm saying. Same idea. Okay, very good. Go on. Yeah. Okay. Which reminds me, Natan also brought to my attention that the Rama Ritva in Gittin, when he talks about the possibility of paying more, you have that line there too?
Yeah.
Compares with the Kefal.
He says,
Oh. So what's he saying? What bothers the Gemara?
This is the inconsistency.
Again, like the second day of Tosis, which is also I want to bring in now. Not per se that there's a knas, but the example that he cites is kefal. So Natan wanted to suggest to me yesterday that one of the things I was suggesting was, again, if we don't go into stam knas, but again, this other idea of, you know, the mechayev, which I think, you know, has a lot of merit. So one of the things I was saying is because a lot of this has to do with, you know, looking at the nezek itself in terms of the be'en rather than the tashlumen, in other words, than the shovi or the erech. The more you look at, you know, just the value of what it was that was destroyed, right? You know, the mode of how you repay should be less relevant, and certainly the idea that could ever, you know, impact on the amount, You know, makes no sense whatsoever. But the more we look at Be'en as being a factor, right? So that is something which transcends a little bit value. At least that's the issue or the point. And that was one of the things I was trying to say yesterday. That's where you get, you know, these, oh, you can't pay for it, you know, and if we want to prove that, or you know, you're not paying for it, but you're, you know, kind of replacing it, and how do you replace it? Or, you know, undo your dad, what you did, etc. You know, blow him away with a spanking, scintillating, you know, Maytav, you know, type field. Whatever it is, that's a focus on that. So what Natan wanted to add yesterday was that it's interesting, you know, that, again, I don't know if that's what he meant, but it's just a curious or a good, you know, confluence. When we talked about Kefel in the Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshia Sugya, right, one of the things I was trying to suggest, you know, with the help of the Tosis Rid, but even without the Tosis Rid in more moderate ways, was that part of the din of Kefel may be, you know, about the Be'en part of Geneva as opposed to the value part of Geneva. So when the, you know, Ritva Rama, that's the, what they call it, the Ritva Miksav Yad, when he wants to show that it isn't so outlandish per se, it's just not consistent, the fact that he quotes Kefel, you know, again, it's a natural to quote Kefel, I'm not suggesting this is what he meant, but it works nicely in with what we were discussing. Okay, anyways, this is all in the point of the, did you want to ask something? This is all in the point of the Gemara, I mean, because you're welcome to. This is all the point of the Gemara, you know, the radical point of the Gemara, where the Gemara really thinks that, you know, that there's a substantive financial aspect. Now that we go, you know, back to the more moderate, you know, conclusion, which is that this is about, you know, what you pay rather than how much you pay, right? So the question then becomes, you know, how moderated is it? Because one of the things that we were saying was that whether it's midin knas or whether it's midin, you know, again, this mechayev idea, in the end of the day, what we could say is that, you know, it's just too radical. Meaning it's not, you know, a good kiyum atashlumin or a good knas or a good, you know, restoration or non-restoration, you know, unequivocal non-restoration, whatever you want to call it. You know, if there's also a financial difference, it just seems like something else. The question is, so once then you get back, to neutralizing the value part, you know, are we back on track, you know, for thinking, you know, that the, you know, preferential or the benefit to the victim, right, is something that has to do with knas, or maybe at least something that has to do with the fact that this isn't quid pro quo, you know, but that this, you know, is mechayev related. It doesn't have to be, you know, so radical, the fact that, you know, the chiyuv is more mechudash, you know, that it's more than nezek, that it's more than, in other words, the value, because again, from a value point of view, you know, we shouldn't necessarily demand the most. Again, that always could have been a factor, but again, when the Gemara had the Habamina that, you know, a Balchov, maybe a Balchov also has to pay Idis, right? So at that point, we're saying, oh, that's just a universal din in Kiyum HaTashlum. It applies even in Eschaivos, you know, Midas. It's just the default way that the Torah always wants payment to be the most fungible or the most, you know, beneficial, you know, to the payee and not to the payer. Okay, but once we don't think that is true, you know, I'm talking Midoraisa here, on a Doraisa level for, you know, Eschaivos Midas or even for other, you know, types of Chiyuvim, and we are acknowledging that, you know, Meitav is the exception and it is Mechudash, I mean, it's not natural, it's not a default. So then we go back to this question, asking, is it something more? Is it knas? Is it, you know, again, related to the mechayev? You know, or is it just, you know, an extra chumrah and kiyama tashlumin. I still think it means something, but you know, it doesn't have to mean as much. Moreover, we should revisit the question of the relationship between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Again, you know, if the value isn't at stake anymore, you know, then it's just a question of, you know, who's meitav, you know, so are they both more on the same page? Or again, is there a qualitative difference, meaning one is more about the kiyama tashlumin in a narrower way, and the other really is still more about a, you know, knas or something where the mechayev isn't, you know, quid pro quo, etc. And then the question, you know, who's who in all of this, right? Again, I think it seems more likely that Rabbi Akiva, especially, you know, if there's no price discrepancy, that Rabbi Akiva is actually more conventional and Rabbi Shmuel is more exotic. But, you know, can we really be sure? Moreover, we can also ask, you know, so again, we're asking the question whether there's a qualitative discrepancy between them, as opposed to just a technical argument about how to implement, you know, an agreed upon meta, whatever that agreement is, the narrower or the broader. But, and again, if so, in which direction? It's also curious to ask, you know, whether there aren't possibly, you know, two dinim, at least for Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll see in a moment. That's going to be an important question. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel has a meitav of the nizak and a meitav of the mazik. And if not, you know, does he really, is the meitav of the nizak really a kind of meitav of the mazik? Or is the meitav of the mazik, if you ever have to employ it, really a meitav of the nizak? Okay. Which I'll explain in just a minute. Okay. Meaning, which is not, maybe another way of saying, is it, if it's more about, you know, the kiyama tashlumin, you know, from the perspective of the mazik, you know, then even if it ends up that technically, you know, meitav is defined by the nizak, you might see this or perceive it as, you know, basically, you know, fundamentally, like we're interpreting Rabbi Akiva, even for Rabbi Shmuel. But it's possible that that's not the case. Right. So I'll explain, you know, what this means, you know, in just a second. Okay. Right. Part of the question, of course, becomes whether, you know, how you define meta. Right. So later on, the Gemara is going to discuss, so we need to know this a little bit now, but we'll discuss the details later on, whether b'shalohem shamin or, you know, b'shalolam hein shamin. Right? And there's a possibility that meitav is defined objectively. That, you know, certainly seems to put it, you know, in the category of kiyama tashlumin. As if you take the mazik, you know, there's no kofaresque aspect to, you know, to it, and there's no, you know, again, replacement, restoration, or non, you know, for the nizak. If you take the nizak and the mazik out of it, and you say mostly, you know, b'shel olam, you know, we're shamin, it sounds like, you know, there are out there different methods of, you know, different perspectives on payment. You know, there are payments that are, you know, beneficial to one side, and payments that are beneficial to another side. And this particular one requires the standard of meitav. And, you know, now we have to figure out what meitav is. Now, again, just, you know, I don't want to be ponderous about it, but just as, you know, bin mazik and bin nizak could represent different perspectives or could just be shiurim or technical hagdaros of the meitav for one or for the other, right? You know, bida olam shamin, you know, you might say, well, bida mazik and bida nizak is just a more specific of that. But it's the same idea. It's, you know, it's kiyama tashlumin, you know, basically. It's hard to personalize this, you know, in terms of the, you know, the nizak or the mazik, you know, when you say, you know, you know, but the olam shamin. So again, this becomes, you know, part of the question as well. Okay, so before we get to that part of it, namely, what is Rabbi Ishmael's, you know, true view? You know, again, separate from the fact of Benedizik Shaiminan, you know, what is it really the, in terms of the mechayev of it? Before we get to that, let's just talk for a minute about the question of psak, which we started with yesterday. Okay. Yeah. So, as we mentioned yesterday, there's a Mishnah in Gittin. Right? The Mishnah in Gittin characterizes the din of Meitav as tikkun olam. And as we noted, there's a debate between Abaya on Mem Chesed Beis, and Ravina on Mem Tesamid Beis in Sugin Gittin, whether or not that is a nod to Rabbi Shmuel. That's basically B'dinizik Shaiminan, but Midrabanan, B'dinizik Shaiminan, right, Mishum Tikkun Olam, or whether or not the Mishnah is Alim with Rabbi Akiva, and Tikkun Olam means Doraisa, right? And that's where we talked about the Chamsan and the Gazlan and everything else connected to it. Good. So, who do we paskin? I mean, the Mishnah is Alim with Rabbi Shmuel, or the Mishnah is Alim with Rabbi Akiva, right? That's a machlokas amoron. Who do we actually paskin like? So, I mentioned that the Rif and the Rush paskin like Rabbi Akiva. There seems to be some trouble finding it yesterday, but right? Did you find it? Yeah, it's right here. Right? The Kaimel and Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva, says the Rif. Mechavero. Haidabina Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmo. This is based on the Maskar of the Gemara, which we talk about. Hani Melahecha de Yoivle Mimikarkai. Avali Yoivle Mimitaltali. That's the Maskana. Komil de Yoiv, Meitav Ninu, Vafilu Supin. Okay. This is all if you want to give karka, not if you give metaltlin. That's a matskana according to the Rif. That's how we paskin. Although there's a day in the Gemara that isn't exactly the case. But okay. Good. That is the psak of the Rif, and that is the psak of the Rush. But the psak of the Rambam, as I mentioned, is a little bit unclear. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, as I mentioned, and I think Alex read it for us yesterday, mentions Meitav right at the very beginning of his, you know, he can't be, I mean, he could have been one halacha closer, right? But not really, considering our explanation of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right? So I guess as close as it could possibly be, given the Rambam's conceptual agenda, right? He puts the din of Meitav, which is consistent, again, with the diuk I was making in the Mishnah yesterday, which is that the Mishnah, you know, can't wait to speak about Meitav. All of that, to me, right, emphasizes on some level, whether it's Knas or some aspect of the Mechayev, at least that this isn't quid pro quo and that there's more to it, that Meitav is not just a technical halakh of how you pay. I mean, that's part of the Tzad HaShav, but it's connected to the Mechayev and what's singular about Mazik. And again, I think you get that impression from Chiyar Aboshia as well. But what's interesting about the Rambam is that he puts it there without telling us which one, right? B'demazik Shaiminan or B'denizik Shaiminan. And he has it later on again in Perek Ches, Halacha Yod and Yod Aleph. So in a way, it's superfluous in Aleph Beis, and it's ambiguous in Aleph Beis. So why not either deal with it in Aleph Beis or wait till Ches Yod, you know, and just, you know, leave it out in Halacha Beis. Okay, but I think he is impressed with the language of the Mishnah. I wonder whether the principle of Meitav, right, isn't more important for the Rambam, right, than whether you paskin like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, right? Because there is some ambiguity, you know, in that part of it as well. Tava Doraisa or Draban. Maybe the Rambam's of the opinion that in the end of the day, right, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about a detail, not in a fundamental way. So how does the Rambam paskin? Well, he definitely paskins that Shamin B'Dama. You have it there again, Alex? Sorry. Gotta put it all on you, but Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Yeah. Okay, so it's pretty clear, seemingly, that he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. The problem is that since Abaya claims that, you know, Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbanon, it's hard to know. Right? And there are two indications that, you know, raise questions about what the Rambam's true psak was. One is the question of Yesomim. Was Rambam paskin about Yesomim? Or what's the issue in this Yesomim? Zecharia, what's the issue of Yesomim? I think I mentioned yesterday, no? Eli? Yesomim? In Sugin Gittin? Who's on Nun Naman Aleph? Rava basically suggests that the nafkamina between Shamin bin Nizek and Shamin bin Mazik, Doraisa, or Dorabanan. Anybody have that? Somebody should get that line in the Gemara? Who has it? Will she have it? Yeah. That's Rabba's Ara, right? No, but Aleph, I think. Avrami? Avrami, you have it?
I have it.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Michael, go
ahead.
Yeah. So the Rava says that the Nafkamina, whether or not Shaminan bin Amazik or bin Nizak, is Gvia min chasim yesomim. Min chasim yesomim. Correct? Whether Kamina na daraisa or not. How does Rambam paskin in that? Michael?
So it's chasir al?
Yeah.
Based on mazikotim chishalim, and based on the targum and the talpun to yesomim, el karga, the gold of the nizak and the ziboris, and the jamizak nasik mafo, and the tazalarin and the shirom mafo, and the tazalarin.
Okay, so what does he paskin? Ziburis. So it sounds like the Rambam paskins that the din of Shomim B'damazik is only Durabanan and not the Raisa. However, I think the Magen Mishnah there says what? Points out that not everybody agrees with Rava on the Gemara. What is it? Rav Nachman and Abaya seem to say that the din of Gvia Minichse Yisomim is always Beziburis, even where the din of Idis is a din. You have it there, Alex?
Yeah. It's a din of Metalfin Shamboskam. The din of Ziburis, Machlok Zamorayim, Barakan Yzakim, Begitten. Pasach to Rav Nachman, the Hilchasakavase, Bedine, Uke Abaye, the Amar Haki, Udulo Karava. I think Pasku Zaldi, Yisomim, Elu, Bengtan, Bengdolim.
Yeah. What does Rashba say?
Davka ketanim aval idolim mina edus.
Yeah. So even though they're Yisomim, right? So so that's an interesting. So the Magid Mishnah is assuming that the Rambam just paskins like Rav Nachman, maybe because bedine, you know, against Rava, but that we could still maintain then the psak according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, but it's not so pasha, basically. The other thing to consider, and I think I mentioned yesterday, is the Rambam's psak on another matter, and that is the question of mazik kadshim. Right, because the Gemara here links the two. Just somebody could read the Tzvi one of this very quickly, where we are in the Gemara. And just one more time. Elam Maravacha Bar Yaakov?
Yeah. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Nemar sad lamala, nemar sad lamala.
Or the other way.
Nemar sad lamala. Basa da amr lamala denizek. Asa da amr lamata denizek.
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiva, mitav sadeh, mitav kami shalim, dehet kam shalim.
Right. I've already just suggested that that isn't just a libud, maybe, but it also is a din in the actual nature of the halacha, the kiyum atashlim. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel, anik zir shev anikra. Anik zir shev akim kamina. Anikra, kigon de isla lamazik. Idis viziboris v'idis lenizek viziboris demazek moshavia kedis denizek.
So what is that? We're going to get that in a second. We're going to skip over it for a second. But what's the case, just to get it on the record? Islay lemazik idis viziboris, right? V'idis lenizek viziboris demazek lo shavi kidis denizek. But what's he not telling us? What's the Gemara not telling us, but that's implicit? That the idis of the
mazik.
Of the mazik is worth more than the idis of the nizak. Otherwise, it only doesn't make any sense. Right. Right? It would have been helpful maybe to add that those few words, but okay, you know, force us to do the work a little bit. Correct. So, meaning you have something. You know, you have everything is in betwixt and between, as they say, right? Meaning, you have the mazik has the opportunity to pay either ziburis, which is lower than the nizak's idis, or his own idis, which is worth more than that. Okay, and the chiddush is we're going to get back to this chiddush in just a second. The mishalim lemi meitav didei. Ooh, like what is that? Okay, that's the beginning of our, you know, what will be brief today, but we will expand on it. Discussion of the seemingly, you know, gratuitously complicated question that I raised a second ago, right? Seemingly. That, you know, even for Rabbi Shmuel, is there a din of Meitav Damazik? Or, you know, is everything about Meitav Denizak, or has it always been all about Meitav Demazik, in a way? All right? We'll explain what I mean by in a minute. Okay, but that's the chiddush of the Gzeres HaKasuv, of the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's an important inroad. If for no other reason than the halacha itself, it's an important inroad. We'll get to what I mean in a second. I'll explain it just a second. But what you do with it, you know, with this little opening, is going to be critical. We'll explain. Okay, Lamatzi Amarle, as opposed to, in other words, this, the Chiddush here, yeah, is what? Lamatzi Amarle. Yeah, meaning, you know, it reminds me of last year we're talking about, you know, does it remind anybody of anything from last year, or just you have to have a twisted mind? In other words, anybody? Shua? Not that you have a twisted mind. That was a bad smiklus. I would say, if you would have gotten it, I would say it wasn't a twist. You don't need a twist. Okay. Last year we were talking about Bitoch, you know, Sheni Echol Shavu Meshalim. Yeah? So I was, you know, my taxi cab, you know, but that's in value, you know. Taxi cab Mashal, right? You get in the taxi and he says, you know, it's a $13 trip. And you have a $10 bill and you have a $20 bill. Right? So you have to pay him, and he doesn't have change. Ah, forgot to mention that. No credit cards. Right? So you have to pay him the $20 or he has to take the $10. Right? So this isn't about value, but this is you're supposed to pay, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're supposed to pay the guy Meitav of the Nizak. Right? And your Meitav is worth way more than his Meitav, you know, and your Ziburis is worth less than his Meitav. Right? So you can't fulfill, all things being equal, it seems like you can't perfectly fulfill the Torah's mandate. So who gets shortchanged? You know, does the Mazik, you know, have to give him the $20 bill? I don't mean, you know, I mean in the mode here, not in the, right? Or does he get away with the $10 bill? Right? That's a question. That's an interesting question. It's a, just objectively, it's an interesting question. Right? De lo matzi amale ta'at gavim yiziburis, meaning if I had, you know, the meitav, you know, that you want, I'd give it to you. But I don't. I don't have to overcharge. I don't have to overpay. It's bad. The Torah is already imposing upon me. But, you know, if we can't implement that, so we impose even more? Right? Okay. So we'll get back to that. Elagavi mimeta. Okay. But before we go, I just want to about the Rambam. I've got Rabbi Kiva Omer.
Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo ba kasa da ligvos in ezikim in ezis. The kabakom in lahakdish. My kabakom in lahakdish. Iyum lehman den ova tora di dan la tora da hakdish. Shore eo amra achmana. Lo shio shal hakdish.
Yeah.
Elo lo omer hare alay mana la bedek abayis. Da asi gizbar vishokim li idis.
We shouldn't have to pay this. He just made a commitment to Bedek HaBayis. That's not. Go ahead. Again, a frozen havamina, a one which would put a whole different light. Meaning, this is just the regular din that, you know, even his chayvus midas you have to pay in a way that's always that the payee. You know, the recipient of the payment always benefits. Right? That would just change everything. The whole culture gets changed from that. Right? Okay. Ikal mifrach. Even then it wouldn't necessarily apply to kachu. Right? Yeah.
So the olam did not got toward the don the toward the hekdish. Utka kasha la shore eir na amir achman of lo shor shor hekdish. Abi kiva sabar la kirub shumim ben manasya. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer Shor Shel Hekdesh Nagah Shor Shel Hedyo Pater Shor Shel Hedyo Shnagah Shor Shel Hekdesh Bein Tam Bein Muad B'Shal Nezek Shalik.
Yeah.
Yehachi Rav Shimon Rav Kiva B'Mai De B'Idis V'Nizek Yizbor Et Amazik Pligi Dilma Dekulei Alma B'Dinizek Shavinan V'Hacha B'Plukta De Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Rabbanah Kom Ifligi Rav Kiva Sabak Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Rav Shimon Sabak Rabbanah Imkei.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imkei My Lobo Akasiv The old my kavu chomer lehekdish. The old ha amar Rav Ashi tani behedya. Mitav sadeo mitav karmel yishalim. Mitav sadeo shel nizak. Mitav karmel shel nizak. Divrei Rishma. Rav Kiva omer mitav sadeo shel mazik. Mitav karmel shel mazik.
Okay, so that is the machlokas. We'll have to go back on those that chaklataria. We have to speak a little bit about mazik kachim, and we have to speak about a little bit about just the words here, what they all really signify. Okay, but besides that, what comes out of the sugya seemingly. Is that there's a byproduct of the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, namely, whether you paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, or like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yishmael paskins like the Chachamim in the Sugya Lamed Zayin, namely that there's a Patur Kachim, right? Re'eo v'lo shel Kachim. And it seems like Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Yeah.
So you do this Gemara, I'm not really fully understanding why we're saying Tabah HaTalia. At the end of the day, just Rabbi Akiva said two things. He said his idea of the Masik Shaminan, and then he adds the Kalachomer and the Hekdesh. Can't we just read those as two things?
Yeah, so it bothers a lot of the Mefarshim, but in the end of the day, that's what the Rush says. Right? I mean, he doesn't say it, you know, so explicitly, but the Rush said, you know, we can separate these.
I just don't even understand how to need it to link it. I mean, he said Rabbi Akiva said two separate forms.
I guess if you, I mean, it has to do a little bit with. I guess how the Limud and the Kavachomer Mehekdesh and so on. Okay, right, I understand. So, I mean, again, the Rush, if you look here, is of the opinion that, the Rush, again, this long, long Rush, which we're going to discuss more fully in just a second, in the end of Simon Beis, so the Rabbi Kiva Savala Kerab Shimba Menasya. The Shorshal Hedish Shinoga Kushorshal Hektish Bain Tam Bain Bud Mashalam Dezik Shalim. Shorshal Hektish Shinoga Kushorshal Hedio Patur. Belay Silkasar Krabi Akiva, Baha de Kaimalan Krabanan, Baha de Kaimalan Krabanan, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. This is after he endorses the Rif's Psak, you know, in accordance with the view of Rabbi Akiva. So that's exactly what you're saying. Right. But it did bother. Some of the Mefarshim, who just thought, oh, this is Rabbi Akiva's take, so, you know, it's a, you know, it's a little disturbing, not too disturbing. Again, the Rambam does paskin, of course, like the Chachamim, not like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Not only that, but the Rambam seems to have an expansive view of it. That's Ches Aleph, etc. Okay. If you take the view that that the din of Mazik Hekdesh, right, is a broader halacha, you know, in particular, and it's not specially, you know, a din in Nezek, then I would, you know, that then I would pile on a little more to what Arya is saying. In other words, it's true that there is this, you know, debate, but again, you don't need Rabbi Akiva's, and, you know, I'm sorry, you don't need, you know, Rabbi Shmuel, you know, to turn your back on Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Right. So one of the things that we have to look at is, you know, how, two things. How expansive is the patur of Hekdesh within Nezikin? Right? We're not going to talk about that today. We'll probably talk about that Thursday. And, you know, what is it based on? How expansive is it within Nezikin? How expansive is it within Kadshim? And to what extent is the din here connected with other dinim, like, you know, Geneva, Gezela, other things where Kadshim are Mufkai? My point is that the more that this is part of a bigger theme, where, you know, again, Rei of Lo Shel Hekdesh, right, that makes it even easier to distance, you know, the Meitav question from this particular question. Although, again, I think what Arya is saying is, you know, stands in its own right. Either way, there are those who were troubled by both psakim of the Rama. Number one, that he doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Again, the Rush obviously doesn't have trouble with that. Number two, that he paskins that minichse yisomim, even gedolim, you collect miziburis and not meidis, against the Magid Mishnah, who simply says we paskin like Rav Nachman. So there were those who wonder whether or not indeed the Rambam paskins minatora like Rabbi Yishmael or like Rabbi Akiva. The ha'ara that I go back to simply is that it's curious that the Rambam, you know, is a little bit ambiguous, and it's also curious, you know, that he has this halacha twice, you know, again in Aleph Beis and in Ches Yud and Yud Aleph, and it's curious that when he had the halacha the first time Im Kvar, you know, or, you know, that he didn't, you know, even relate to the whole question. So it sounds to me like whatever his view is, he doesn't think necessarily that the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is pivotal, and that more important is the din of Meitav itself. Yeah.
In comparison to Shnaios, in the beginning of the Nizokin, the Rambam seems to pass in Midderai Sadegar Mishmal, because he says, Rafilo Misha Sober Meitav Sadeh Shal Niza, which is Rabbi Yishmael, to make the Gonolam Yigba Niza Gede Nizka with Meitav, Machi Yishal Mazak Gede Shal Yiz Rabbi Nizokin, but Shal Tod Bein Bineyat. He's saying, Rafilo, the way he's preaching the
but is Afilo mean that he paskins that way, or is he saying that he can, I mean, he's really quoting Ravina.
Right. He's quoting.
I'm sorry, he's quoting, again, read the language again? He's quoting Abaya.
He says,
I mean, even if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, midrabanan, you have the din. I mean, he holds that part. He holds the abaya part.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that he
quotes that as saying in Paskins.
Who like, quotes that?
The Yam Shul Shlomo in Aleph Yud Aleph, I think.
Oh, here.
Yeah, in Baba Kama, said quotes around him saying that he holds like Rabbi Yishmael.
Based on that parish of Mishnah.
Yeah, as opposed to the Rosh and the.
Interesting. Okay, that's. I think that's more. I mean, in Pirshim Shnayis itself, you know, based on what you read, I don't think you would come. I wouldn't come to that conclusion.
He's just quoting both shittos.
Yeah, he's just saying V'yesh Omrim, and so I would say it's part of the ambiguity more than it is. And again, it reflects the discussion in the Gemara. Basically, that's a bias view. So, but put it on the list. In other words, A, Pirshim Shnayis, he's keen to read the Mishnah and to, you know, to accept the bias view that l'halacha, everybody agrees, shamim b'damazik, only question is whether it's drabanan or d'oraisa. I would not conclude from there one way or another, but I am impressed. Do you have a language of the Yom Shoshama?
I don't have
the
on here right now.
But I guess Yom Shoshama is one of the, is, you know, one of the people that I was referring to. I know there's the group of achronim who either wonder about or conclude that the Rambam actually paskins on Rabbi Yishmael. So he's saying Yom Shlom was explicit that way. I just didn't remember it was Yom Shlom also. Yeah? Because that's an early one.
Yeah, it's
in Aleph
Tess.
Aleph Tess. He's in the Yom Shlom. Again, I don't think so, but obviously he thinks so. Does he also quote, I just didn't remember this, I don't remember that at all. Does he quote the Ketanim issue or the Kachim issue?
No.
Okay. But others do. Okay, so this is an interesting question about the Rambam's psak. Again, I, you know, we always want to know what the Rambam paskins, so that's... the bigger point that I'm trying to make is that the Rambam has this in two places, and I think that the ambiguity of it is like, you know, the Rambam's way kind of weighing in and saying, you know, it's the Din of Meitav kind of transcends, you know, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, l'halacha, we do Shom b'damazik, but it's the same issue, and the issue is what's important about it. Yeah.
Isn't it two places just because paradigmatic is about setting up the paradigms of Tav and Vod? So, yeah. In order to do that, part of that is setting the paradigm of Min Aliyah and Megufo. So, he's not really getting into like Meitav, he's just saying, that we have these two paradigms, Min Aliyah and Megufo. He's not dealing with like the process of Tashlumin, and that's what he's doing in Paradigms.
Maybe, okay. I didn't think that. Read the language again, Alvin.
How in Mishal is he setting up these two paradigms? If he's Zika, if he's Varm, she's Arka, Lassa, and Tamid.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Riyasa, you go behind Mishal, put Tavin Lam, or she's Zika, Rab, with Zari Kulukha, then Kai, Mishal, and Nezishal, and the Yafshir, Pasa, Shnam, or Mekha, Sadeo, Mekha, Mekha, Mishal. The Iyim, Shin, Eis, the Asas, Maisim, Shein, Arka, Lassa, and Tamid, the Zika, Bans.
That's Megufa. Right, so I would say, okay, I hear that. But I think two things. Number one, that, again, it's based on the pattern of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah puts it in. Not Tzad HaShal V'Shaban, L'chayiv L'shal Meitav Me, whatever. Right? Number two, I'm not sure that that isn't Gufa part of the story, of the Mechayiv story, too. In other words, again, L'shitasi, I think, you know, again, we have to still talk about this more, but Karen being Mishalim, you know, Migufo, could be a technicality and part of the kula of Karen, you know, and particularly the kula of Karen if it's just a knas, but even otherwise. Or, as I've said all along, it also may be because it's a different mechayin, namely the Karen, the animal, you know, mechayin for the maisa behema, and that's why it's chay bakares, you know, and that, and so on and so forth. And as such, it's migufa in a very natural way. But the point is that that's, you know, that, you know, that gufo is, I mean, the methodology of tashlumin, of Karen, is part of its mekaya. And equally the case with regard to Meitav. Now, he could have said min aliyah, is what I'm saying. By saying mi Meitav, in addition to me aliyah, maybe both things are true. It's to contrast it with Karen, but to contrast it with Karen in a fundamental way. Okay, that's what I would say. Okay, anyway, that's as far as the Rambam and his Psak is concerned. I think that, again, the Pirshim Shnayis and Yom Shalom and all that, you know, helps a lot, so I thank you for it. Okay, let's get back to, I want to finish up at least this part now. So let's get back to this Hava Mina, not Havamina, this Chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael itself. So I think that there are three ways, maybe three or four ways, that one could interpret this line of the Gemara. Again, it's a strange halacha, the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Hanik Zeh Rashava, Bahanik Kra. Right? Hanik Zeh Rashava, Kida Kamina. Right? And that's, again, when you have the perfect case, is when you have Ziburis of the Mazik, you know, equaling the Metav of the Nizak. Okay, and that's a din of Nizak Shaimina, but a Hanikra could go to Yisrael Lamazik Idis Viziburis, the Idis Lanizak, right? Viziburis the Mazik Lo Shavak Idis the Nizak the Mishalim Imetav Didei the Lo Motzi Amale Taat Gavi Miziburis Ela Gavi Mimetav. Okay, so again, I think that there are a couple of ways, you know, to explain this. Okay. One way is that the most innocuous way, but still mechudash, is that you, again, it's, you know, the, you know, you have the $20 and the $10, but again, here it isn't about money, you know, so it's a little bit more subtle. So again, you're mechuyev to pay meitav, you know, 8 on the chart. You know, you have Ziburis, which is 6 on the chart, and, you know, you have your own Meitav, which is 10 on the chart. So, you know, are you obligated, you know, so when you think about it, right, one could have said, again, that's why you need a pasuk for this, one could have said, listen, Meitav is definitely a chumrah on the mazik, you know, whichever way you look at it, it's a chumrah on the mazik. And the question is, you know, are you going to extend, you know, that, again, it's the $10, $20 question, because, well, it's a chumrah, and therefore, you know, when you can't, you know, when you can't apply the chumrah in a mekel kind of a way, then you have to apply the chumrah in a machmir kind of a way, you know, for lack of better phraseology, right? So, consistent with the chumrah is to be machmir, you know, when you can't minimize the chumrah, okay? Or no, you could have said, you know, it's already a chumrah, it's a chumrah when it's possible, but it's a chumrah. After all, we don't paskin that balchov is gova mi'idis. It's not the normal way, you know, when you're obligated to pay, even when you're paying karka, you know, the typical default is not to pay, you know, the premium karka, right? It's to pay any karka, shava kasef. You know, given that, so there's a chumra, you know, but ein lecha bo el chidusho, kind of, you know, or maybe this is chidusho, what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is, you know, the chidusho here extends to this halacha. Right, that's why you have the gzeirah shava, and then you have the kra. The kra is the extra, you know yesh lecha, you know, yoser mechidusha. There are two chidushim. One is that there's a din of meitav, and the other is that this din of meitav, you can't shortchange the meitav. Okay, even if you can't accomplish it, even if you need to, you know, expend, you know, more effort, you know, to implement it, you have to be machmir rather than being meikel. And one could have said that is not true, but that's the chiddush. But, you know, that's it. We don't have to go beyond that. Or, like in the exact opposite direction, what you could say is that there's a din of meitav, or maybe the most extreme way, you know, the kra, you know, is Rabbi Akiva, right? So what we're really saying is, Rabbi Shmuel says, I embrace Rabbi Akiva, right, in certain conditions. And I agree with him that that's what the pasuk means, namely that b'demazik shaimina. I just think that you also have this gzeirah shava. So the gzeirah shava tells you that there are two, you can call it two tracks, if you will, right? There are two ways to implement, you know, meitav. And that's an interesting question. Because are there just two ways to implement Meitav, or are there two different Mechaivim, or two different ideas in Meitav? There's a Meitav of the Bidinizak, and there's a Meitav Bidimazik. So you have, we have alternative. The alternative number one is Meitav Denizak, right? If you can't address that, then you have Meitav Bidimazik. Now, what does it mean, to have those two options? So again, I think, especially in light of all the things that we've said, again, I'm not trying to be complicated, but if we think that Meitav Demazik and Denizak anyways aren't that different from each other, and it's more of a formal Hagdara, right, so to say that, you have to be Bishali Meitav, and, it's either Meitav Denizak, which is always going to be lower, and if not, then it's Meitav Demazik, which is going to be higher. Okay. But it's the same Mechayev. It doesn't matter to me what you call it, whether you call it, Meitav Demazik or Meitav Denizak. Probably it's Meitav Demazik, conceptually. Meaning, the idea is you got to pay, top dollar. It doesn't have to be your top dollar. Maybe it can be, his top dollar, even though it's your Tashlumin. But that also counts as top dollar or a more Chomer, and symbolically, again, for Knas, for the Mechayev, whatever it is. So it's really one halacha, but there are, different shiurim. So the minimum shiur is, B'denizak. That's kind of a minimum shiur in Tashlume Mazik, Meitav of the Mazik, right? Not so much in what he's getting, but in what you're giving, is what I mean when I talk about the Mazik. And if not, then the more natural one kicks in. We gave you a kula. There's the way to look at it, ironically, if you say it that way, is that we kind of gave you a kula in this chumra. Because really, really, Rabbi Akiva's right. But it's good enough to give you the kula dika chumra. Right? Eli isn't here, but we could say that. If not, then we give you the chomer de kachomra. I shouldn't push my luck. Okay. But it's all one halacha. Or are we saying with this perspective, I'll demonstrate what I mean by this perspective in just a second. Or are we saying, no. I mean, the whole time, Rabbi Shmuel's conception of, B'denizak Shaiminan and Rabbi Akiva's conception of B'demazik Shaiminan are different. So when it's not that Rabbi Shmuel, is really just a form of Rabbi Akiva, but a more makel kind. No, they're really different. The Rabbi Akiva one is about the Tashlumi Hamazik, and the Rabbi Shmuel one is about, the Kabbalas HaNizak, what the Nizak is getting back to undo, and then it's more, from his own frame of reference. That's true. But again, still Rabbi Akiva, I'm sticking with this, is all within the view, the opposite view of what I said a second ago, about the chidusho upon the chidusho, in a more technical way, the $20 bill and the $10 bill. That was the first way. The opposite of that is this way, saying that there are two Meitavs, there's a Meitav of the Nizak and a Meitav of the Mazik. I guess the first version of that is that really, even the Meitav of the Nizak is Meitav of the Mazik, it's about Tashlumin, but it's good enough to do Meitav Denizak, unless it isn't, in which case you have to do Meitav Demazik, because that's really what it's about to begin with. So it isn't a Chumra on Chumra, right? It's there's a Kula on the Chumra, and if you can't get away with the Kula, then you have to do the Chumra. That was 2A, I guess. And 2B, what I'm saying now is, no. It's 2, so it's the same idea, meaning there's Shaman Ben Denizak and there's Shaman Ben Demazik. The Shaman B'Denizak is Rabbi Shmuel. Again, it's based on the recipient, whatever motivates that. And the Shaman B'Demazik is the din of Rabbi Akiva. And what Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Akiva was, I know I'm not dismissing your idea. What I am saying is that when my idea is relevant, then your idea is rendered unnecessary. But if you can't do my methodology, then we're going to do your methodology. I'm not talking about, you know, technically filling in what constitutes metav, right? We're talking about different ideas of metav. But that's what the Gzeres HaKosev tells us. But then we're really dealing with two different, you know, b'kol ha'dvarim, two different things. Of course, there's a middle position. Let's just say that the first one was 1, and everything I just now said was 3a and 3b, right? Or you can call it 3 and 4, I don't really care. You know, in between those is the idea that you have to, the mechayev is only, you know, metav denizak, right? But you can't ignore metav denizak. And consequently, you have to do better. You know, that's the reason that you're going to, in this case, give metav demazik, is not because, you know, given, you know, 3 or 4 or 3a and 3b, you know, so now we're in metav demazik mode. No, it's not that at all. And it's also not, well, you can't do less. This is metav denizak. Just that you can't break the bill. Right? Oh. But everything is pure Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua is just telling you a technical chiddush. It's not so different than the first way, really. The first way is more, I guess, seeing it as a second chumrah. Here it's not a second chumrah. It's, you know, it's part of the original chumrah. Namely, you have to address Meitav Denizak. And when you give Meitav Demazik, what's significant about it is that it's Meitav Denizak plus. Not that it's metav demazik. Is that clear? Clearer? Ah. So, a major nafkamina should be in what case? Perhaps. Correct. Whose discussion? If there's beininess?
And it is of the mazik.
Let's say the mazik has
Ziburis,
beininess, and idis, and let's say his beininess is more worth, if it was equivalent, it would be the same, wouldn't make a difference, it would be the same situation. That's a shum ben nizak. Let's say the idis of the, how does it go, the idis of the nizak, gets a little complicated, right, is worth less then not only the idis of the mazik, but the beininess of the mazik. Ah. So you have to give the meitav, you have to give the idis of the mazik, or you give the beininess of the mazik, which is worth more than the beininess of the nizak. So who discusses that? The Rush. That's 2 days of the Rush. Do you have it? Israel? That is the Rush. That is a great, great case. What would you have said, Muskal Rishon, if I just told you this? Now, do you have the Gemara? Gemara doesn't have that case. The Gemara only has the case that we talked about. Namely, you have the Nizak's Meitav is in between, right, the Ziburis and the Meitav of the Mazik. Now we're talking about a different case. Namely, the metav of the nizak is in between the ziburis and the beininess of the mazik, and he also has idis. If he didn't have idis, then that would be his. If he didn't have idis, that would be his idis, right? Okay, so that is the case. What would you have said, Muskal Rishon? What? Yeah, I'm sure this isn't with the
depending on the perspective, but you just go one level up to beininess.
Right. I mean, if we didn't think about all these complicated things that we've been fashioning, like if I just told you without, you know, going through what we just did, you know, the 1 and the 2 and the 3 or whatever that was, right? Everybody in the world, I'm guessing, I could be totally wrong about this, I guess the Rush doesn't think I'm right, would have said that of course you give him the beininess because it's more than the it's more than the nizak's idis, which is the real mechayev, And, you know, Shalom al Yisrael. Or he has to give him the gold standard. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Right? And what is the Rosh himself like?
Second.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Okay. But obviously, because he has these issues in mind. So here, just let's go through it quickly. Go ahead. The Kaimel Halacha Krabi Kiva Mechaveiro. Right, like the riff, correct? And then he says, Ahani Kra. That's the case of the Gemara.
Oh.
This is where it gets exciting. Oh. That which is the thing that I would have said. I mean, I'm admitting it. Okay. But I like the Rush better, by the way. Okay. But I'm definitely, if I had no information, this is, I would say that's a different posture. Right? You pay the Beinoness. Right? Umidaktek. Right, why don't they have this case? Instead of, you know, doing the Ziburis and the Idis, they should have had the Beinoness. The answer is, oh, because it's Pashur, that if you have the Beinoness, then you're not going to get to the Idis. Right? Wait a minute, so this, before we get to that, and this is the, because he's going to like the second one, so just, you know, before everybody gets, you know, completely excited about that. So what is the rationale for this one? For what I would have thought the default logical one? One of two things. Either you just can't, if you're being machmir, you got to be machmir. Even if we acknowledge that it's not, you know, meitav denizak. But the same impulse behind meitav denizak, namely the chumra, right, tells you that, you know, if you can't do it personally, perfectly, then, you know, you still can't do less than it. Okay, but you don't have to do more. You know, you don't have to do double. You don't have to do, there's no yichus to meitav of the mazik. Or, if you take the middle view, which is, no, the din of, the mechayev always is meitav, you know, denizak. Right? The thing is that, you know, meitav denizak is not, you know, necessarily dependent upon, you know, what the nizak has. You know, in a way, you can, you know, as long as you can, you know, equal the amount, that's meitav denizak. As long as you're not less. So the beinoness, again, this for the same reason. There's no yichus to the meitav of the mazik. There's no fallback din of meitav of the mazik. Right? It's all just a din in meitav. Either you can't do less than meitav denizak, or this is al pi din considered meitav denizak. Right? Oh, what's the other one? So let's go. Oh, so again, what already you see what's going on here. This isn't a bechlam basayim mana, or you can't be mekel, you can't be mekel kind of halacha. It's a, well, the Gzeres HaKasuv is Rabbi Yishmael agrees with Rabbi Akiva under certain conditions, you know, and agrees that there's a meitav of the mazik, meaning a chalos meitav of the mazik, right? Go ahead. Be meitav the mazik. Go ahead.
Oh.
Not that you can't do less, or you can't be meikel, right? And it's not that, oh, well, under these conditions, you know, you have meitav denizak, right? It's oh, okay. Elohana to mishdama mehem. So this is very remarkable. This is the view that the Rush likes, which basically says, again, because there are two mechayvim, right, and either you have to address the nizak's fantasy, you know, fantasy nezek, or the worst possible scenario, you know, or you have to, you know, be machmir on the mazik's mode of tashlumin, because our, you know, but you don't have to do both. Right? Either one is a chumrah which establishes that nezikin is not simply quid pro quo. Okay, but in different ways. You can do it the Rabbi Akiva way, you can do it the Rabbi Shmuel way. Even Rabbi Shmuel believes in the Rabbi Akiva way. Just think there's a hierarchy. Or, as I said before, no, because even Rabbi Shmuel's B'dinizak Shaiminan is a form of Rabbi Akiva's. And it's basically a din just in, you know, the derech of Tashlumei Meitav. Right? So let's say there's Mina Olam, there's a view in the Gemara La Olam, that we're shaman based on objective reality. Okay. So we don't paskin that way. So we have other, you know, options out there. Right? Shaman b'de Nizak, shaman b'de Mazik, but it's a din in the Derech HaTashlumin, and being machmir in the Derech HaTashlumin, or fungibility, or whatever you want to call it. But if that's the case, then, you know, the reason that you go back to Meitav Demazik is because Meitav Denizak is also a kind of Meitav Demazik. So you don't have to be more machmir, you know, than his Meitav. Okay? Oh. So according to this question, according to this, the question is Rabbi Shmuel, can Rabbi Shmuel ever be more chamor than, can Rabbi Shmuel ever be more chamor, or is it always more mekel than Rabbi Akiva? Right? In other words, so there's an interesting tosis here also, the next tosis. Right? What does tosis say? Israel, you have it already? Make us off the Kigon Shahisa Idis the Niza Kiziburis de Masik. Okay, so that is just something to talk about already. Meaning one could have wondered, like, you know, what happens if you have the opposite case? Let's say you have a situation where again, this case that we're dealing with is that the quality of the Nizak's sados are inferior to that of the mazik. Let's say the quality of the mazik's sados are inferior to that of the nizak. So his best is not the doesn't qualify, you know, for shamim b'de, you know, for the meitav of the nizak. Right? Why aren't we concerned about that? Oh. So the very comment that Tosis makes is already fascinating, because it assumes that Rabbi Shmuel could be a chumrah, not just a kula. Right? Now, if you take the view like the Rush, which is that it's o meitav, right? I mean, there are two dinim. Right? Whichever one of those dinim, whichever explanation you want to give to it, so you just can't have, the question doesn't get off the ground. Because you always have meitav demazik. What's he saying? The question is, if you have meitav demazik that's worth less than meitav denizak, that's a question. How come we don't have that case, the opposite case? Tosa says we don't have that opposite case because you're not obligated, right, to acquire property to fulfill the din of meitav. Okay, that's a good answer. By the way, I mean, is that so pashut? If the din of Meitav the Nizak, right, is a chumrah, so how do we know that? Right? How do we know that? Well, that's why he adds Kedamin on the Kaman, right? Ain all the ziburis kulam govim and aziburit. That's how you know it. Okay, it sounds like he otherwise wouldn't be so sure about it. That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, why does he just say that there's this whole question is based on a false assumption? Namely, Rabbi Shmuel, if Rabbi Shmuel's bidin nizak shayminan, right, is o bidin nizak o bidin mazik, you know, whichever mechayev you want to address, okay, or even more so, right, that even bidin nizak shayminan is kind of a variation on bidamazik shayminan, right? We're just saying, listen, you know, the mazik's mode of paying in a beneficial way to the victim doesn't have to be, you know, more chamor than the framework of the nizak. If either of those things were true, right, either of which explains the Rosh's second shita, right, then this question just doesn't get off the ground. You can't have ipcha, because every time you have ipcha, you have either the alternative, right, or even better than the alternative, you have the ikar. Is everybody with me on this? Yeah? Okay, good. Moreover, you don't need a raya that you don't have to go out and buy a karka, now, to qualify for bidanizag. On the contrary, if you hold like the first day of the rush, right, then I think maybe it depends on which way you want to, you know, number one or number two, I guess, you know, which way you want to interpret that. But if not for the Gemara, would it be reasonable if it's really the din of Meitav is the din of the Nizak? And our Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disagree in a fundamental way. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't believe in Rabbi Akiva at all. He just thinks that the limud from the Pasuk is a technical way of accomplishing Shayminan Bidinizak, right? Even when, you know, you have to pay Lefi Amazik. If that's the din, you know, then the question is a good question, right? What'll happen in a situation where, you know, you can't, where the mazik doesn't have the wherewithal to accomplish this essential core? There aren't two dinim, and the two dinim are not certainly not both a din and the mazik. There's an independent din and a standalone din, a requirement of Shama bin Nizak, and you can't fulfill it. So then you have to weigh, like, how far are we going to go with this? Do you have to go out and buy property to fulfill the din of, or ad kedei kach, you don't have to go, right? Then it gets rehabilitated in the end of the piece, right? Tosa says, "Ein tzorach liknos." Okay, fine, that's good. Miu ibishal olam hein shamin. Okay, how much of the meimer going to ziburis b'mazik can idis the alma? Rabbi Kiva going without ziburis. Rabbi Shmuel yoyv lemi idis the nizak. Oh, then he says in the end, "Va'afilu man da'amar b'shalo hein shamin." Have a matzil meimer. The leisle lemazik ki idis denizak. The lemandar makesef of meitav yishalem. Kesef l'rabbi Shmuel l'rabbi Kiva l'yishalem l'mimeitav shalo. What is that?
I'm sorry, you were reading it. I usurped your role here. That was masik vol.
Yeah, my deepest heartfelt apologies. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Okay, so what is that in the end? Significant or not? says, if you take the view, again, we paskin, this is getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, that what? That the betaltalin alpidin is meitav. Right, but the other view in the Gemara is, right, that, you know, you're mishalim meitav. If there's no meitav, then you're mishalim kesef. Right? Yeah? So, if that's the case, so the question is there a kiyum meitav when you have meitav demazik but not meitav de nizak according to Rabbi Shmuel? Because the nafkamina will be whether you're obligated to pay kesef. Again, if you take the view that for Rabbi Shmuel there's also something called, right, meitav de mazik, right, so even if there's no meitav de nizak, right, even when there's no meitav de nizak because the meitav de mazik doesn't have it. I mean, there is meitav de nizak. The meitav de nizak, let's remember what we're talking about. Meitav de nizak is worth more than the meitav de mazik. But the mazik is the guy who's paying in the end of the day, right? And he's not obligated to go out. We've said he's not obligated to go out and acquire the field. And that's why Tosa said, you never have this situation. And la halacha, you don't in this case. But if you hold that, right, when there's no meitav, you have to pay kesef, so then you do have this situation. We've rehabilitated it. You have a situation where you have meitav de mazik, but no meitav de nizak. And the question is, can you get away with meitav de mazik, or do you have to pay kesef? Metaltolin, in other words. So that's what Tosa says, no? Tosa says, afilo man damar b'shalo ein shamin, have a matil ameimar, the lay slay lemazik idas de nizak. He has inferior property. So the man of a kesef o meitav yishalim, it's going to be kesef for the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Kiva le yishalim in meitav shalo. So it is true. It's Rabbi Shmuel lechumra. Okay, that does not work if you hold that the din of Rabbi Shmuel, that the kra according to Rabbi Shmuel, is either that there are two options, right? Because then you have meitav shalmazik. What's wrong? Or that it, never mind, even meitav shalmazik. It's the whole, even meitav shalnizak is meitav shalmazik. There's only one halacha, but the real halacha is meitav shalmazik. Or tashlume meitav shalmazik. Then this pa'ara would not be true. And indeed, it sounds like, in some Rishonim, it sounds like, hard to see going forward, that they understand that Rabbi Shmuel is inherently more mekel than Rabbi Akiva. Right? The whole assumption of this Tosa is that that is not true. And that while technically there may be difficulty, you know, finding nafkaminas or not, still, the debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is a two-way debate. Not a hard work. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, I want to speak about this a little more in the material that we have. But I also want to speak about the Kachim thing quickly. Tosis here, the Rush, the Raivid. Also look at, again, Rashi, I think I mentioned tomorrow, and the Marshal. There's a lot to talk about, but we'll do what we can. Just to think about a little bit, also different types of Kachim. You have to look at the Rambam. You know, there's a big discussion around what about, you know, just look very quickly at Sugan Yud Gimel about, you know, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kachin Kalin, and there's a piece on the Kiddush Griz on that as well. I'm just going to go very quickly. What about Bechor and Meiser is a big question in Rambam particularly. Also, what about, have we discussed this here? Kachim Edek Abayas and Kachim Mizbeach and all? No. I know, I think not this year, not last year either. Reb Chaim's Yesod about, no? No. Really? Wow. Okay. So it's something you have to bring up here a little bit. First of all, the parallel, if look at the Kiddushi Agrach al Ashas on Tosas in Meruba. Was it Samech Gimel Amud Aleph? If Tosas is that. Yeah. On top of the page, Samach, it really belongs to the previous page. That's why it's always a little misleading. But the one on Samach Gimel Amalef Re'eh Omer Achmana, and the Kiddush HaGrach there, but the main, and the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vav Omer Aleph, famous Gemara about Mikara Torah Deruvein and Vahashta Torah Deruvein. The Gemara here talks about, Tvicha Mechira, if you're makdish something to Kadshim, in terms of Tvicha, is that considered Shinui? Is that considered like Mechira? The Gemara is Mali, Machra L'Shamayim, Mali, Machra L'Hedjot? Yeah, those are what we're in Meruba, although we're talking about. Towards the Shakla Vatari here on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, this is what part of Reb Chaim bases it on. Until the two dots, the difference between Kadshim and Ekbayas Kadshim. The big piece in Reb Chaim is in, I think it's in Hukos Paraduma. I'm just going to go through it very quickly. I just want to... and then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has a lot on it. Rav Elbel has a lot on it. I just want to talk very briefly about which Nizkei Mamon have a Ptur Hekdesh. A. So again, Tosas, the Rush. Tosas in the Gittin, parallel Tosas here. All of that. The Raivid, etc. The Meiri that we discussed on Wurzit Chav Gimel about Adam, Pesachim of the Rambam, whether there are differences between types of Kadshim, and especially how it lines up with the Geneva issue, the Kefal and the Karen of Geneva, which is an interesting question based on that Tosas Samach Gimel Ben Aleph and the Rambam. I think it's a Perek Beis Ochuz Geneva Halacha Aleph, or Halacha Aleph and Beis. Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam quotes two Makoros for Geneva's Kadshim. Even though, again, the Bali Tosas seem to think that it's all the same din. So, again, I don't want to spend much time on it, but speak a little bit about Rabbi Yossi Aglili and say what types of Kadshim and what level of Bailus in Kadshim is relevant for the question of Mazik Kadshim. And then there's Chakvatari of the Gemara here. But mostly then to continue on as the Gemara develops Meitav. Okay?